This podcast is sponsored by Feedback Frontier. Elevate your book's credibility with $50 editorial reviews and boost your traffic. Choose audio reviews for an added touch. Visit feedbackfrontier.com today.
Book Review Timeline Overview: How authors can strategically get their books reviewed. Learn how authors can effectively plan their book review timeline with tips on a book review sites, free reviews, and book review submission strategies. How to navigate your book review timeline, a handy guide for authors. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about the whole book review process lately. You know, how authors can strategically plan out getting their work reviewed without losing their minds in the process. If you've ever wondered when and how to approach book review sites, what to expect from free book reviews, or how to use book review services effectively, this might be the perfect conversation to have. Let's start with the basics, a simple timeline for getting your book reviewed that keeps you organized and proactive. Here's how the typical journey usually goes for most indie authors, or even those dipping their toes in traditional publishing. Pre-launch phase, building awareness. This is where you're still putting the finishing touches on your manuscript or have it ready to go, but the world hasn't seen it yet. At this stage, it's all about research and networking, scouting out book review blogs that align with your genre, getting a sense of which book review submission processes are the most author-friendly, and maybe even lining up some earlier reviewers who can help you with honest feedback. It's also helpful to create a calendar marking when to send review requests and when to follow up. Launch phase, maximizing initial exposure. The launch phase is a whirlwind, honestly. By now, your book is hitting online shelves, and getting those first few reviews is critical. This is the moment to leverage book review services and book review sites where you can get official, credible reviews popping up. These reviews can help boost your book's visibility on platforms like Amazon and Goodreads. Here's a tip: don't just spam requests everywhere. Focus on quality sites that cater to your audience. You want meaningful reviews that feel authentic. Post-launch phase, building long-term momentum. Once the initial launch hype dies down, the goal is maintaining consistent momentum. This means continuing to engage with book review blogs and even exploring longer-term review strategies like pitching your book to literary magazines or genre-specific newsletters. This phase might also be the best time to consider joining a platform like Feedback Frontier, which connects authors with readers willing to provide thoughtful reviews. It's all about keeping those reviews coming steadily to encourage new readers to pick up your book. Thinking about timeline logistics, remember this. Sending review copies too early means your book might not be fully polished or ready, and sending it too late might miss key windows of opportunity when buzz is highest. Timing is honestly one of the most overlooked but vital parts of a successful review strategy. So, what about those free book reviews? How do you find them without risking your book? Free book reviews are a mixed bag. They're fantastic if you find reliable, serious readers who respect your work. When looking for these, always vet the reviewers and make sure they fit your genre and audience. You don't want to waste your efforts on someone who won't provide useful or visible feedback. Free reviews can come from forums, social media book groups, or services that offer review swaps, but again, always research first. Book review, blogs, and submission, the personal touch. One trick I swear by is building a list of trusted book review blogs. These tend to have more engaged readers and often offer a personalized approach where they get what your book is about instead of just a generic shout-out. For submission, always pay close attention to their specific guidelines. Some prefer emails, others online forms, and a few might have social media submission options. Don't get discouraged if you don't hear back right away. Book reviewers get tons of submissions and have limited time. Follow-ups can be helpful, but keep them polite and spaced out. Wrapping up, why every author should plan their review timeline. At the end of the day, planning your book review timeline isn't just about when to send the book out, it's about crafting a strategy that works for your unique book and goals. Remember, the goal is to build authentic buzz, turn readers into advocates, and create a review trail that helps new audiences discover your work. If you want to jumpstart this process and find a smoother way to get your book reviewed, check out Feedback Frontier. It's a tool that connects you with real readers excited to share their honest thoughts, making it easier than ever to build the kind of feedback that fuels sales and morale alike. All right, that's my 2 cents on the book review timeline. Hope this makes your journey a little clearer and less stressful. Happy writing and even happier reviewing. Get your book reviewed today, because every book deserves a chance to be heard.